Time to talk hoops with ISU head men's basketball coach Dan Muller, sponsored by Extreme Kia. He joins us on the line now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Right. I'm great. Push those buttons.
There was a turnover. Patty's not here today. Mike O'Grady is here. Season ticket holder. Micah.
Hey, Mike.
He's already got. Hold on a second.
Come on.
There's too many buttons to be pushed.
More
here.
Buttons.
My God, Miss Patty, don't we?
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
All right, Coach. You sounded, and obviously we know why, very frustrated yesterday, not being picked to play in the NCAA. I want to play back something that was mentioned on CBS, talking about your team here. This is Seth Davis. And if I push all the buttons, you should be able to hear this.
I would have loved to see Illinois State in the field. The fact is, and I know that it's unfair, if you're in a league like the Missouri Valley Conference, you have to schedule outside of your conference, even if it means playing only one game on the road without a return. They're good enough to win games in this tournament. A lot of teams that aren't here are good enough to win.
But that's not the criteria.
That is not it.
All right. And afterwards, you had a reply basically to what he said, because you've tried to schedule teams that are in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you got – so there's basically three different types of games you can play as a coach. There's bye games or guaranteed games, which means you go to TCU. They pay you money to come. They don't come back to Redbird Arena. There's home and homes, which means you play at St. Joe's last year and they come play at your place this year. And then you can also do multi-year deals, two for ones, which would mean you play two road games. They play one at your place. You can do three, you know, three and ones or five, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the frustrating part is the hypocrisy. I get it. I understand. They look at quality wins, all that stuff. Well, just flat out go ahead and say the only thing that matters to us is quality wins. But we've tried. We've asked teams for two for ones. We've asked teams to get bought. Now, I'm not going to go out and get bought three, four, five times. That would be stupid. I mean, there's not a team in the country that is going to do that in our position, nor should we. I just wish there was more understanding of the challenges. And when it comes down to the end and there's teams that are close, don't penalize us because, I mean, the last three teams in, what, Kansas State, Providence, USC, I guarantee you they wouldn't come here. And as a matter of fact, we probably called some of them and asked if they buy us, and the answer was no.
And what would their reason for that be?
Well, there's two reasons that they wouldn't want to buy you. Number one, sometimes the calendar just doesn't work. I mean, it's a puzzle. You have to have the right dates available. It's not just, yeah, we'll play you. Well, we have a game that day. Well, we have a game that day. We don't have a game. So the dates have to fit. The second reason is just like when we're trying to – so when we buy games, like last year, IPFW and UT Martin, we paid to come play us, okay? And just like – any other team, we looked at them and decided, okay, how good do we want the team to be that we're paying to come in? Well, I knew IPFW would be very good, and I wanted a quality game. But if you're at another school and you're looking at Illinois State and saying, heck no, we're not going to buy you to come in and maybe beat us. We're going to buy somebody else. We don't need a top 50 RPI team because we're going to get 12 of those in our conference. So if we're going to buy somebody, we're going to buy a team that comes in, and then we're going to beat, period. So that's why we've tried to get bought by a number of teams that are in the tournament that just didn't want to play us, and that's, I'm not saying they're wrong for doing that. They got to do what's best for the program, but don't tell me to play tougher teams, because I've tried very hard and we've scheduled very aggressively since I've been here.
And how many years out are you working on trying to get these games?
In basketball, it's not too far out. So in basketball, the tournaments like the MTEs, which is what the Thanksgiving or Christmas tournaments. We schedule those. Sometimes you can schedule those a year in advance. When I got here, we were still working a year in advance, and you don't have a lot of options. So we schedule those out years in advance when we can to get in very high-quality tournaments. That's the other way you can play quality teams, and that's why we've played in such good tournaments. As far as the rest of the games, usually it's just 1 year out unless it's a multi-year deal. In football, you do it years in advance, but in basketball, it's just a year out.
All right, let me ask you a question. Was it talked about quality wins?
Yep.
What do you think hurts more? Not enough quality wins, or losing those early games you lost to Murray State and Tulsa
were the two best.
Yeah, Murray State. I mean, there's a game, you know, you look back and you think, would it have changed anything had you won those games?
That's an easy answer, and I don't have to be in the room to tell you that. It's quality wins. Providence had a sub 200 loss, multiple sub 100 losses, just like us. There were other teams that made the tournament that had sub 200 losses, or one at least, and sub 100 losses, just like us. It 100%, without a doubt, unquestionably comes down to quality wins.
Quality wins. So, looking ahead to next year, what do you have lined up? Can we get some quality wins next year? I mean, because you talk about how tough it is to get quality teams to agree to play. What's next for the Bridge when it comes to these non-conference games?
Well, we've got some games scheduled that have already been released, and we think, again, you schedule a Tulsa for a home-and-home, which I'm telling you, to get a home-and-home with an American athletic conference team like a Tulsa, I mean, that's a win for us. You know, a good A-10 team. You know, we've been asked by historically lower-end A-10 teams to do home-and-homes, and we've said no. We ask the best teams in Conference USA, the best teams in the A-10, the best teams in the American, to do home-and-homes in the Mountain West. After that, we ask some Big East teams. We ask every once in a while a Power 5 team, even though they say no before you even get the question out. But after that, you got about getting bought. Now, we play in Puerto Rico next year. So this year we play in Diamond Head. We thought if we'd win, we'd play Utah. Well, Utah got upset by San Francisco. So there goes an opportunity. But in Puerto Rico, we will play most likely one or two quality opponents. And you have to take advantage of those in our situation, because if you are a Power 5 team, you can lose one or two of those games, and you still got plenty of time to make it up.
Yeah.
They don't hold that against them, because apparently, you know, they get time. That's how it is. I just wish the committee – that scheduling is not going to change. All of a sudden, all these teams aren't all of a sudden going to play us. That's not going to change. Hopefully the committee understands a little bit more of the situation.
Well, Seth Davis did, because he said it's not fair, but it's just the way it is.
Hey, right. Hey, yeah, he did with that, but he also said you got to schedule better.
Well, yeah,
that's what he does.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, talk just a little bit about how you're going to prepare for new rules in the NIT. Just looking down through some of these, it'll be confusing for the fans, but I got to believe even the players are going to take some adjustment to that.
Yeah, as far as I know, just the 10 minutes, breaking the game into 10 minutes is the main rule they're talking about. I don't even know if there's another one except things that pertain to that.
20-second shot clock.
When the ball's brought in the front court?
That's not a base 20 seconds. That's right. Only after a whatever.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's yeah, not just 20 seconds.
I'm reading this and then I'm confused.
And I think it changed on Tuesdays, and then Wednesdays it's another set of rules. I'm not sure.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a 20-second shot clock every possession.
Good, okay.
No, it's only when the ball's brought in the front court, okay. Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But the quarters, honestly, I'm just going to tell the guys they're not going to understand it, and I'm going to say, don't worry about it.
And we gotta
stop playing when the whistle goes, yeah?
And we need to make that announcement to what I hope is a big crowd at Redbird Arena, too. Don't worry about it. You know, we'll explain as
don't
we go along.
Yeah, don't try to figure it out.
Because team fouls disappear, and at one point, team fouls all of a sudden just disappear. So.
Yeah, they should have just made it quarters. I don't know why they didn't, because that's clearly what they're trying to experiment. But the resetting the fouls at the 10-minute mark, it's the first possession under 9.99 or something like that.
Right.
It honestly, it doesn't impact our players. So literally, I'm going to tell them just about play. It, and I'm going to say, hey, don't worry about it.
Just play. All right, tickets for the general public go on sale tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, and you can get them 438-8000. Go redbirds.com, or you can go up to the ticket office there at the north entrance to Redbird Arena. We'd love to see a big crowd there for an 8:30 start. ISU, number one seed, first Valley team to do that in a few years. So I guess I'll congratulate you on that. And I know you're disappointed, and a lot of Redbird fans are, but there's more basketball to be played, and we look forward to that, Coach.
Well, to get a number one seed, be one of the first second teams out, heck of an accomplishment for this team. Spring break this week, so we need the general public to come show up, play against a good Irvine team, and hopefully our guys. Emotionally, it's hard now. It's hard to get upset like that and get your mind ready. I'm hopeful we can. I think we can. But we're going to go out and try to play good basketball on Wednesday night.
Yeah, go win it all. Go win the NIT. All right, Coach, good talking to you.
Take care, Coach.
Thanks, guys.